I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we've got everything from new details about the new NAFTA and a net neutrality lawsuit to the new plan for Netflix to let you choose an ending. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, October 2nd. You ready? Let's do this. NAFTA is out. The USMCA is in. We now know that's the new name of the new version of NAFTA, which was the North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Well, now the new version is the USMCA, which stands for the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. So yeah, a pretty straightforward name. Remember, the U.S. and Canada made a last-minute deal late Sunday night. Both President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau admit this has taken some tough talks and tension for more than a year now to get here. But they say it's now a great deal for all three countries involved. President Trump said, quote, "We're going to transform North America into a manufacturing powerhouse." The New York Times says it represents Trump's biggest trade achievement to date. Although keep in mind, Congress still has to give it the thumbs up and the deal likely won't go into effect for a while. The other thing to watch with this, the trade tensions still happening between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and the EU. Well, it's the Trump administration versus the state of California, all about a law impacting the internet. Just hours after California's governor signed a new net neutrality law into place, the Justice Department said, "We're about to sue." Remember, internet companies say net neutrality costs too much and stifles innovation. But consumer groups say it makes sure all online content is treated fairly so you at home have access to everything. The FCC recently got rid of federal net neutrality laws, so instead states have been starting to pass their own versions. For now, California's law is the toughest, but we'll see if it holds up in court. It's not a sight you'll see often. The glitz and glam of Vegas subdued. The marquees along the Las Vegas Strip turned off. The bright lights went dark last night to honor the victims 1 year since the shooting there that killed 58 people. It was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, and hundreds of people were also hurt. Even after a year now, the FBI is still trying to figure out the shooter's motive. Why did Stephen Paddock start shooting from a hotel room down into a crowd at a music festival? But this week, it's really about remembering the victims, with several events, ceremonies, and vigils. The death toll has gone up in eastern Indonesia. More than 840 people now were killed in an earthquake and tsunami Friday. CBS News reports search and rescue teams expect the death toll to keep going up. It could reach into the thousands. They're still searching through all the rubble of collapsed buildings, and already thousands of people are homeless. In fact, entire areas outside of the impacted city of Palu are still apparently cut off from help. There are also new questions now about why people weren't warned earlier about the tsunami, a nearly 20-foot wave. An alert system in place has not been working for years. All right, other things to know today. Two scientists who came up with a game-changing way to use the immune system to fight cancer cells just won the 2018 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Reuters reports James Allison from the U.S. and Tosku Hanjo from Japan came up with methods that helped improve treatments for skin and lung cancers and more. Next up, the Nobel winners in chemistry, physics, and the Peace Prize will be named later this week. A surprising and seemingly generous move by owners of the now bankrupt Toys R Us. They're helping out thousands of employees who lost their job when more than 800 Toys R Us stores closed for good. The Wall Street Journal reports the private equity owners are putting together a fund worth $20 million. It'll go to help former employees who still don't have a job, and it goes way beyond what's required of them by law. A surprise move over at General Electric. GE is saying so long to the CEO, John Flannery, and hello to a new CEO, Lawrence Culp. CNBC says the GE board was frustrated at the slow pace of change under the former leader, and Culp will be the first outsider to run GE in its 126-year history. And there's also a new leader over at Instagram now. Adam Mosseri was a Facebook exec, and now he's taking over Insta. Remember, Instagram's co-founders decided to leave 6 years now after Facebook bought Instagram. Netflix just said it wants you to choose the storyline for your favorite show or movie. Netflix will apparently try this out with several projects, but first up, the sci-fi series Black Mirror. The Choose Your Own Adventure episode will be in season 5, which is dropping this December. Bloomberg reports it's sort of blending video game elements with traditional TV. And it's a new strategy to get new subscribers to Netflix. Stay tuned to see if it works. It's not just shows going interactive, it's also ads. Engadget reports YouTube, owned by Google, is bringing on a new kind of actionable ad. Like the app you see in that ad? Download it on the spot from YouTube. Want to get tickets to the movie from the trailer you're watching? Local showtimes will show up on the screen. Just click buy to get them on Fandango. Expect to see more things like this. Social media platforms are competing for advertisers, and advertisers are competing for your dollars. Ever try to manage your Google Maps and Apple Music at the same time while driving? It can be tough, but maybe not anymore. Google says its latest update to Google Maps lets you control Google Play, Spotify, and Apple Music all from the Maps navigation screen. No more need to switch back and forth. Mashable says there's also a new commute tab to Maps. You can plan out your typical commute and get warnings about extra traffic and delays, or check out real-time info for buses and trains. But TechCrunch says be warned. It also means you're giving more of your private data to Google. And one more new thing from Google, Project Stream. It's how Google is testing a game streaming service on its browser. But it's only letting a limited number of people sign up to try it for now. All these new features coming at you this week. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.